Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So in this episode, we'd like to continue our ongoing series on entrepreneurship with an interview with two of our 2018 grads, Dan Fitzhenry and Rushir Gildial. So a couple months before they graduated, I sat down with Dan and Rushir to talk a little bit more about their interest in entrepreneurship and what drew them to Darden. You know from my prior conversations with students on this topic that I think that Darden makes a lot of sense for students who have an interest in entrepreneurship. We are a general management program focused on helping students develop a very foundational understanding of business and also encouraging students to think with an enterprise perspective. And we're also a case method school. So students regularly in class discussions, are put in the position of C-suite level leaders considering complicated, difficult decisions. No better training if you are running your own business or considering running your own business. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Dan and Rushir. So Dan and Rushir, thank you for being here on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So just a little context for those listening in today. Dan and Rushir just completed a weekend residency and were nice enough to hang around before they travel home. So putting in some late hours here on Saturday. So thank you both.
Of course.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Dan. We'll start with you. Your background, what did you do before you came to Darden, and what are you doing currently?
Yeah, I have kind of a interesting background, a little bit non-traditional. My first job out of college was with the Department of Defense. I studied Arabic and international relations for my undergrad degree. Quickly, after about 3 years, learned that that was not a career I wanted to pursue my whole life, and I reassessed my career outlook and joined up with a craft distillery that was opening in Lovingston, Virginia, which is about half an hour south of Charlottesville. That's what took me to Charlottesville and kind of sparked my entrepreneurial spirit, was this startup distillery, getting it on the below the ground floor. We didn't even have a ground floor at that time, but worked with that company for about 6 years and transitioned about 2 years ago to being the general manager of operations for a coffee company here in Charlottesville, Grit Coffee. And actually one of the owners, co-owners of that company was a EMBA from the 2015 cohort. So kind of, I guess what led me to this program, I had done a lot in the entrepreneurial world, but I'd never learned why I was doing the things I was doing, and I wanted to get that fundamental grounding, among other things I'm finding now.
So how about you, Rushir? What did you do before coming to Darden, and what are you doing right now?
Sure. So I have been a technology professional all my life, and I'm still one. Right now I'm in the same position with my company as I was before. And all these years, As Dan said, it caught me when he said that he might have been doing entrepreneurial work, but he didn't know. Mm-hmm. And the same is with me. Unless I came to Darden and I saw what entrepreneurship meant, actually, I thought that, you know, I was actually thinking entrepreneurially a long time. And then when I go back to work now, it gets me that, okay, I mean, you know, it's not something really huge. It's on your thinking, how you work. Even if it's a small project, you could have entrepreneurial thinking in there. So that's what takes me, makes me really proud of being here. So, yeah.
So you both, though, maintain an interest in entrepreneurship, and that's why I asked you to come on the podcast. So let me ask you a few questions about entrepreneurship. This is one of the things that we've been discussing sort of on a running basis on the podcast, feeling that there's a natural story with Darden and the executive formats, case method, and running your own business, starting your own business. There's a natural alignment there. So, Rushir, I'd like to start with something that you've been involved with here in Charlottesville, this thing called the Sounding Board. Do you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So, a few months back, we had the BSE class with Connie Dunlop.
Yeah, professional advancement course.
Yes.
Yeah.
And ever since then, there were so many people who showed interest in entrepreneurship, and that being a career rep for my class, I started getting involved in there and seeing if I can help them from a career perspective, because they are interested in entrepreneurship. So what can I do? So we started visiting. So we had one visit to the iLab, which is another Batten Institute here, and that is a great resource. Now, slowly and gradually, we got to know that a lot of people are wanting to share ideas, but they're not sure who to share with and stuff like that. So I asked them to come together as one group and form a board. So this board is it's a sounding board, and it is just a group of people whom you can sound off your ideas off, right? So these people are there to verify and work on your ideas and see that what is the potential out there. Sometimes there are hundreds of ideas in someone's mind, but the ideas that they want to share with people, you never know when you brainstorm on those ideas how an idea could evolve, right? So I went from there and thought that just give this a platform and you know, let people come around and talk about that. That I did not think it would grow so much, because just yesterday, or it was day before yesterday on Thursday evening, we talked about something and suddenly we started from A, but we reached B, and B was so much more significant than A that nobody had thought of earlier. But this brainstorming session led us to that place, which I now am thinking of with that group, reaching out to people in Batten Institute and seeing if that is a valid thing to do. So, you know, people are really interested in that, and it has already always been helpful, even though some ideas do not go through all the way,
mm-hmm.
but what people take out of it is really beneficial, and that is the confidence that they get in talking about those ideas. And because of the business learning that we have got from Darden, we actually are not just talking about ideas in air, right? We have financials behind them. We have numbers. We can assess. We know how to value companies now, right? So it all goes in, and it's interesting how that session, if somebody could record it, it feels like, you know, the CXOs of future are actually coming together and trying to generate an idea. So it has been wonderful, and I think that if we carry on this the sounding board forward, It will be a wonderful thing for future prospective students as well who are going to join Darden. And I believe this way we could also strengthen our relationships with the Batten Institute, mm-hmm. and other such outreach programs which are already running from the executive students. So, yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah. So it sounds like it was pretty organic process to...
It was totally organic.
In the great Jeffersonian tradition of student self-governance.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I would say that I did not start it to be, you know, to have a club, right? It, mm-hmm. it was very informal, very organic, and people have just joined us, and we are having fun in these organizations, in these discussions. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, Dan, you're obviously in the midst of a startup business, and you know, we were talking a little bit before we actually began the formal interview about challenges that arise, you know, with more temporary, you know, workers, all this kind of stuff. And how do you feel like Darden has shaped the perspective that you bring? You know, if you think about entrepreneurship and the perspective you need for that, your thoughts on how Darden aligns with that.
This aligns with my kind of main takeaway from Darden so far. entrepreneurialism is inherently riddled with risk. And that's why a lot of people get into it, because they are, you know, risk takers, and they want the adrenaline rush. That's why a lot of people are terrified of starting a business or striking out on their own, because they are afraid of the risk. And an immense skill that Darden has given me is the ability to understand risk and not fear it, and to analyze it in an objective manner, pull it apart, see what it actually is made of, and where you can kind of mitigate some of the risk by changing your strategy. It's the confidence this program has given me in my thinking, and the tools to analyze risk are, I think, the most important things that I've learned so far. And I do apply them to our business. It allows me to think differently about decisions that we can make to either alter our strategy to capture a certain, you know, part of the market, or we recently changed the way that we purchase milk to save cost. And it was, we figured that if we bought our milk from a certain vendor rather than having it delivered from us, we could buy a van with the savings that we got from this other vendor and still save money over the course of the year. So, you know, if you had asked me before this program, you know, should you stick with your current vendor or buy a van and get it yourself, I'd be like, why would we spend the money on a van? Like, you know, it's, but when you break the numbers down, it makes total sense. And it's just, it takes that cloud of fear away and allows you to see the actual objective truth on the table. And I think for anyone looking to start a business, or if they're in the midst of a startup or a young company, you don't have a lot of the structure and the systems in place often at that point in a company. And the concepts that we learn here in our courses, we kind of talk about, like, the, how do we get to that the best practices, and how do we change our systems so that they are as efficient as possible, and you know, the leading organizations type stuff, the management communications type stuff. And I have the great advantage of being able to put all that in place from scratch, you know, after having learned it in a case study classroom session, but also with so many different perspectives from all the other people in the room. And I get to borrow from their immense intelligence and kind of feed that into our company. And it's just such a wonderful opportunity.
So one last question here. I appreciate all of your perspectives on so many things. So imagine entrepreneur sitting at home thinking, you know, okay, I feel like I need to go get my MBA, but why should I come to Darden? What would you say to that person, Rushir?
All right. So first of all, this answer is going to be, I'm going to feel like it's, I'm summing up everything that I talked about, but that's the truth. So let me start from your class, right? As Dan said, when in class, we are sitting with, people who are immensely intelligent, right? Smart people who have spent years of experience, years in what they've been doing, right? And so first of all, if you're thinking about an idea and you come to business school, you could always talk to people like those highly skilled people that are among you. Secondly, the faculty that we have here, right? Different faculty members would be teaching different things to you, but in discussions with them, it has not in any way been restricted to their focus areas all the time. So if Professor Duterte is talking about leading organizations and I have a question about ethics, right, I could go to him and talk to him. Similarly, if we have whoever, like accounting, right? If we have Professor Simcoe and I have a question on the running a business question, so I could go and talk to him. And it's not like they will have all the answers, but they will have the resources for you to go and get these answers, at the very least. Now, as I talked about the Batten Institute and the iLab, those are great resources. They are, you know, ready to use platforms for ideas to be generated, and people have launched companies. I think I won't be extrapolating if I'm saying that, you know, dozens of companies get formed in iLab every year and they launch them and do that. So it is a valid resource that is out there. And again, there are so many outreach programs that teach you entrepreneurship from day one as you're here. One club, which is the Executive Students Investment Fund, ESIF, that is a really great way to be entrepreneurial, because even though it is an investment fund, it has its own organization. It has a CEO who is a student member. It has a chief investment officer who is a student member. So that actually engages you into that organizational aspect. What does strategy mean? What does tactics mean? How can you actually think of strategy, but also take care of the short-term goals with your tactics? It's, as I said earlier, entrepreneurship is not just about launching a company. It's about ownership. It's about your thinking. It's about how you deal with a problem, right? There is one outreach program going on from the executive students where people who are interested could sit on an advisory board of a nonprofit startup. Most of these are run by veterans, and they invite you to be on the board, and they seek help from you from an advisory point of view. And that is such a great opportunity for people to sit on those boards and advise the CXOs of the future generation. So that gives you a very in-depth knowledge of how a certain startup is running and how you can make differences to it going forward. So these are all learning opportunities, and they did not they were not always there. They were actually brought up by students, organically formed, and this is why I say that, you know, there is no limit to it. When somebody who has that entrepreneurial thinking already comes here, it is like, you know, it is already a boon for him that he would come here and make use of all these facilities and get help from wonderful people out here who at least are of the same thinking, because sitting in the same class, you can just raise your hand and ask anything and you will get your answers. So yeah, it's sky's the limit, I would say. Mm-hmm. And not exaggerating here.
So how about you, Dan? Entrepreneur sitting at home listening to the podcast saying, gosh, you know, why should I go to Dart?
The number one reason I would give is the network. I mean, something I think every entrepreneur needs, whether they know it or not, are people around them to support them. Whether it's the sounding board, whether it's just a kind of wealth of different viewpoints that you can pick from. But ultimately, I think being plugged into other people who have been there and done it, mm-hmm. and have become wildly successful often, mm-hmm. Is extremely important. And the network is very strong. And I that was one of the things that drew me to Darden, was the lore of the Dart network. And mm-hmm. it's absolutely 100% true. Mm-hmm. And it even blew me away when I came here. Our classmates have gotten jobs for one another, you know, at their organizations. Alumni are very accessible, active. And I think if you can plug yourself into that as an entrepreneur, you have a huge advantage, not only in the insight that they can bring to your idea, they can, you know, they might be able to leverage resources towards you, or just give you that one critical piece of advice that you may not have had, to complete your puzzle and make your project wildly successful. But I think that in and of itself is extremely valuable for anybody who's looking to kind of create their own company or whatever it may be.
Well, thank you both for being here and for taking the time out of your Saturday to sit down and talk with me.
And that was my conversation with Dan Fitzhenry and Rashir Gildial, two executive format students and recent grads in our class of 2018. Of course, as always, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, we're all ears. We welcome your ideas for future podcast episodes. We can be reached by email at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.